Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 10. David, Mephibosheth, and the Kindness of God. Saturday, Related Verses. Ephesians 2, 7 through 8. That he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Colossians 3:1-4 and 12-15, if therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, and forgiving one another if anyone should have a complaint against anyone. Even as the Lord forgave you, so also you should forgive. And over all these things put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. Related reading. Ephesians 2:7 does not say that the riches of God's grace are his kindness toward us. It says that the riches of God's grace are given to us in his kindness. Suppose that a brother who has fallen into desolation comes to see me. I may not like him very much, knowing long ago that he would go astray. Nevertheless, as I consider his condition, I am moved with compassion to treat him generously and be kind to him. Thus, instead of reproaching and condemning him, I treat him leniently and graciously. This is the grace that I give him, and this grace is given in my kindness toward him. We were once those who opposed God and walked according to the age of this world, according to Satan, as the ruler of the authority of the air. Moreover, we also once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh and were children of wrath before God. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, was full of kindness toward us. Although God is a strict and majestic God, he did not abandon us, but rather had mercy on us. His mercy and his love caused him to be kind toward us, that is, to be lenient, good, and benevolent to us. God's kindness toward us is according to his love and because of his mercy. In his kindness, he gives us the riches of his grace. Here we see mercy, love, grace, and kindness. God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, saved us so that the riches of his grace would be displayed. Furthermore, the riches of God's grace are displayed in his kindness. God's heart is love, but we were dead in our offenses and sins. Therefore, in his mercy, he came down to us, even entering into us one day to be received by us as our enjoyment. This is grace being given and reaching us, and it is in his kindness that he reaches and gives himself as grace to us. To display the riches of God's grace is to exhibit them to the whole universe publicly. The riches of God's grace surpass every limit. These are the riches of God himself for our enjoyment. They will be publicly displayed for eternity. The abounding grace has surpassing riches. It has many aspects, virtues, and attributes, such as life, light, and power. Apart from life, light, and power, God cannot save us. For example, How can you rescue a person who has fallen into a pit if you do not have the strength to lift him out? Furthermore, if you do not have love for him, you will not bother to save him. In order to save us, God needed love and wisdom. These are some of the surpassing riches of God's saving grace. In his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, God saved us by his grace. In the ages to come, in the millennium and eternity future, God will display this grace publicly to the whole universe. Only the enjoyment of Christ as our life supply and as our joy can make our hearts tender. If we are tender-hearted, we shall forgive others. In our daily walk, we need both to forgive others and to ask others to forgive us. This is necessary because we are easily offended and we easily offend others. If we have offended someone, we need to ask for forgiveness. But if we have been offended, we need to extend forgiveness to others, even as God in Christ has forgiven us. In his exhortation in this section, the apostle presents God as the pattern of our daily life. By the life of God in his Spirit, we can forgive as God forgives.